Amen. I'm going to put that on so you can get you. God bless you. I love you. Preach to us. Amen.
It's good to be here this morning.
God bless you, Lord.
I don't think I've ever been more scared than I am right now. I don't think. I think next week, Father's Day, ain't it? I believe. It'll be 8 years since, not to the day, but on Father's Day, that I let the cat out of the bag and told the church what the Lord called me to do. And I ain't never got over this fear, Michaela. I ain't never got over this fear, scared to death. And I want to tell Westside it's an honor for me to be here. And I want to tell you, brother, it's an honor for me to be here. And I want you to know I'm one blessed individual this morning. Blessed. Saved to the uttermost. And I know that I am. Brother Keith, it don't matter what you say about my soul, it's too late. It's too late. Amen. Doesn't matter. Well, I don't believe you're saved. Well, that's your problem. You need to get what I got, and when you do, we'll link up somewhere. Amen. Oh, I feel good. Amen. And I appreciate what's been sung, and I appreciate the Sunday school lesson. Thank God for His forgiveness this morning. Thank God for His charity. And it puffeth not up. Don't get mad. It ain't wrathful. But to those that belong to Him, why, He loves us. And I want you to know He loves them. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. It's unconditional, but I'll tell you this today, if they want the full benefit of it, they'll have to get born again.
Right,
amen. And I enjoy the benefits of it, Brother Edmund. Sure do. You pray for us for just a little while. I got some scripture I'm going to try to read, God being our helper. I don't feel worthy to stand behind this pulpit, behind this rostrum. I don't. I'm not. I ain't. But you pray for us for just a little while over in the fourth chapter of Joshua, and I cannot get the, I had it all planned out last night, sitting on the porch talking to Jonathan. I was proud of myself, and I was telling him what all the Lord had showed me to do for this morning, and the Lord, I woke up this morning, and it plumb changed books on me. So you pray for us just for a little while, and God being our helper, can't do anything without Him. And then starting in the first verse, it said in, and it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take ye 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of the out of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he hath prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, And take you up every man a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of Israel, the tribes of the children of of Israel, that this may be a sign among you. And you pay attention to this right here. That this may be a sign unto you, that when your children ask their fathers in the time to come, what mean ye by these stones? Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And Joshua and the children of Israel did so as Joshua had commanded, and took up 12 stones from the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest which bare the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. And that's as far as we're going to read. You pray for us for just a little while, God being our helper. And now I understand this is homecoming. Now you pray for us for just a little while. Can't do anything without the Lord. But there's a memorial around God's people, ain't there? You pray for us for just a little while. God, I need your help again. But you pray for us for just a little while. I was sitting out on the porch last night with Jonathan there, and we was talking about things, about this, that, and the other, how men and women are changing today. They're changing. It seems like it's just what used to be right, all of a sudden, is now wrong, and how things that used to be. Me and Chief was over at his house yesterday. You pray for us for just a little while. We was talking about how things used to be, how that people used to come in, and it didn't matter who was there. They minded the Lord, and people used to be able to. I'll go somewhere in just a minute, but there used to be shouting. There used to be some old saints of God that would come in the back door shouting, full of the Spirit of God, because before they left home, they had done forgot about what people thought about them. Amen. Chief said something yesterday, and I can't get over it. Thought about it all night. We worry too much about what other people think about us.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you something. I've had a beard since I was 13 years old. I've had a big old bushy beard. I've had it all the way down here, and I wanted to do something different. You pray for us for just a little while. I'm a redneck. I'm gonna preach like one, but. And I wanted to do something a little different, so last week I shaved my beard off, and I left this goofy-looking mustache, according to my mother, as she said, "You look like Dale Earnhardt." She said, "It looks awful." But you know what I did? I kept it on there anyway. You know why? Because I like it. Amen. Amen, I like it. You know what? I don't care what you say about this old power of God, that the church of God, it might look funny to the world, he said. You pray for us just for a little while. Amen. I feel the Lord. But you can say what you want to about this good old way of God. Amen. It might look funny to you, but I'm telling you, those that are begotten by the Word of God, those of us that are begotten by the power of Almighty God, it is the power, and we love that power. Amen. Would you agree with that? You pray for just for a little while that God would help us. And amen. It don't matter what you look like. Amen. Or how you dress. Amen. What color your hair is. Amen. You better be concerned. Amen. About having the power of God. Amen. About your life somewhere. Amen. Would you agree with that? I got to take these shoes off. Amen. I'll declare to you today. Amen. When they were on there, you just pray for us. I'll build a foundation up here for just a minute. Amen. They were on their way. I'm on their way from captivity there. Amen. You remember, we all know how it all started. They spent 400 years over yonder. I'm in the land of captivity there. Amen. Then there was a little man. Amen. Named Moses, that God had called. Amen. And said, Amen. Amen. I tell you today, people wouldn't believe that story today. You pray for us for just a little while. Amen. People wouldn't believe what they said about Moses. There was a burning bush that got Moses. Amen. You hear me? Amen. There was a bush that caught on fire. Amen. And there was a voice come up out of that bush. Amen. You know what that is? Amen. Bless your heart. That's the voice of God. Amen. What's the bush? Bless your heart. It was the prayer of God. Amen. And it was on fire. And it caught his attention. Amen. And called him. And told him to go. I'll settle down in a minute. But I'm about to buzz. Amen. And told him to go down to Egypt there. Amen. He said, go and get my people. Amen. That's right. But I want you to know when he got down yonder, amen, there was some things, amen, that had to be done, brethren, in order. Amen. There was some things that had to be took care of. This plague, that plague. Amen. Well, they got him delivered out of Egypt. Amen. You remember when the Lord got you out of deliverance? They delivered you out of the hand of the enemy. There were a few plagues that you had to go through. I'm going somewhere. Amen. Amen. There was some condemnation that had to come over your heart. Amen. Amen. But I'll tell you, but when they got delivered, they were on their way to the promised land. I'm telling you, I'm a looking for a city whose builder and maker of this God, of this building, it was not made with human hand. Amen. He created it in glory land. That's where I'm going. Amen. That's right. Amen. I told you I need to settle down. Amen. God help me for just a little while. So they got over to the Jordan there. Still on their way. Amen. Still on the journey there. Amen. But see, they come up to the Jordan River. Amen. He cut the water off. Amen. Do you hear me? We all go through things. We all. This is life. Amen. This is the way it is. Amen. Every day you get out of the bed, you're going to have something new come up in your life. Amen. A new trial. Amen. New things. A new heartbreak. This trouble and that trouble. It's never going to end. Amen. Just like they was. Amen. That's right. Oh, but when they got. Amen. This is where my thought is. I want you to think about. Pick another stone. That's what I want you to think about. For just a little while. Amen. God told the man of God. He said, now, when you do that, when you get across the river, when you get through this problem, we want you to set up a memorial. Amen. Brother, I want you to know this. Amen. It's time. And brother, it's time. I'm just going to preach now. Brother, it's time. Amen. It's high time that we set up a memorial. Amen. Amen. I know it's hard work. I get the stone out of the river, but it'll be well worth it when your kids and grandkids come and ask you why you shouting the way you are, why you worshiping the way you are. Well, there was a time that the dead man, that there was the Jordan that was cut off for your daddy, and when I got to this side of the river, I set up a memorial just for you.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. That's right. Amen. Amen. I'm still going somewhere. God help us for just a little while. Can I just mind the Lord? Amen. Brother, that's right. So here we are. Amen. On homecoming morning. Amen. They were going back home. Amen. Amen. They'd spend. Amen. I hope I'm preaching this right. I feel like I am. God's helping me. Amen. Amen. They'd spend 40 years out in the wilderness, a place roughly the size of Texas. 40 years. Amen. You know why? Amen. Can I just mind the Lord? Amen. 40 years. Amen. Because every little turn, every little thing that happened, you had somebody saying, well, we had it halfway decent, back in bondage. Amen. We sure did. We had it made. Why don't we just turn back? We should have just stayed down there. I'm telling you, I don't know what you've got a hold of, but I have never been, amen, but I've never been sorry, amen, that the Lord saved my soul, amen. I've never been sorry that he reached way below the bottom, amen, and picked me up and set me on a rock and established my going. Amen. I've never been sorry that he came in to the sin camp where the enemy had us slain and worked to death and sent the blood and put it on the doorpost. I've never been sorry that he did that. But every now and then we'll still say, well, it's hard. Amen. But I tell you what, the ways of a transgressor is hard. Amen. Amen. Can I just mind the Lord? I feel like I can. Amen. Amen. I'll declare to you. Amen. We're worried about that anymore. We're worried about filling that up in. Amen. Amen. We're worried about this, that, and the other. But I've got a little boy back there that's going to need salvation. Are you hearing me? Amen. Amen. That his old daddy is going to have to stand for the truth. Amen. That his daddy will have to stand flat-footed in somebody's face and tell them, no, that ain't what the word said. Amen. Amen. Well, we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I don't either. God will. Amen. Amen. Preacher, you can't hurt my feelings. No, but I'll tell you what, God will prick that heart.
That's right. That's what he does.
Amen. Amen. Lord. Amen. I'm going somewhere still yet. Just hang with me. Amen. I've got an 8-month-old boy. I'm that pretty as he can be. Blonde-headed. Blue-eyed. And he's liable to be a hunk of a man, I'm telling you. Big old boy.
Amen. I don't care how big he gets. He's still going to need salvation one of these days. Amen. These girls is having these babies this weekend. Amen. Those little babies is going to need what I've got. Amen. Amen. You know whose responsibility that is? Mine and yours to go down in the river. I don't know about you. Amen. If you look at this boy, amen, he's bigger than I am. But I'll die. And I don't care how big you are. When I get determined that I'm going to outwork you, I'll do it. Amen. I've got my mind made up that the memorial is going to be set up. Amen. On the shore of the Jordan, that daddy came through there for my soul. Amen. That's right. Amen. I've spent way too much time lollygagging. Amen. Some of you remember Papaw. Little man about that tall, bald-headed. He had a garden about 200 foot by 200 foot. When I was a kid, yeah, I was out in the summertime. And you know what was expected of us? To go down in the garden. I don't care what time he was down there, we was to be down there. Amen. I don't care what time you fit. Amen. I don't care when you want to pray. Thank God when the Spirit hits you, you better pray. When the gospel pricks your heart over something you've done or something you ain't done, you need to pray. This is the loneliest, amen, I hope it's, this is the loneliest place in the country anymore, and our peoples are dying and going to hell. Amen. Amen. Lord, is this all right? Amen. Papaw said, amen, he said, now don't be looking around, put that phone up. Amen. Pay attention. Amen. That's what Papa always said. Boy, you pay attention. I know what you're doing. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Amen. Let me tell you, amen. If it's worth getting our people saved, it's worth doing right. Amen. This son, amen, I'm going to preach it now. This signing cards, amen, and getting baptized in every mud hole, amen, until every mud hole and creek, till every tadpole knows your social security number, it will not save you. It takes the baptism of the fire and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Where? Amen. I hope this is all right. Amen. You can't get baptized, naturally speaking, if there ain't no water nowhere. Amen. You can't get saved without having fire in somebody else's life. Amen. The mother, I hope this is all right, Joel. Amen. Welcome to homecoming. Amen. The mother church bears the burden for her babies. Amen. When that one right there was pregnant with that one, there was things she had to do. She had to eat right. She had to take care of herself. That was dependent on mommy to stay in, to make it all the way to birth. I'm telling you, they're dependent on the church today. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love you.
I love you, brother.
They're dependent
on me and you to set up my memorial. Amen. Look at me. I'm 5'6", weigh 220 pounds, and I ain't very imposing. Not like this one is. I'm the man. Amen. You hear me now? You know what? Amen. There's sometimes, amen, I need the church's help. Amen. To pray me through. Amen. If the stone is too big to handle, just come get one of us and we'll pray with you. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, we've lived down to the day where we think we're spiritualer than everybody else is. I want you to know my righteousness is filthy rags. Amen. I'm the lowest of the low. I'm the sorriest one God ever saved, let alone called to preach. But he's still done it. But I need your help. Amen. To keep power in my life today. Amen. 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 Set up the memorial. Amen. We're so ashamed anymore. I hope this is all right. We're so ashamed anymore. Amen. Of what they're going to say about us. And amen. When I moved over here to North Carolina, I ain't never seen so many educated people in all my life. As you can plainly see, I can't read very good. I stumbled about 4 or 5 times a reading. Amen. Therefore, I had F's the day I graduated and the day I went across to get my diploma. Amen. But I want you to know, amen, I ain't never seen so many people with so many degrees. Amen. And we're worried to death about our style and about our delivery. Amen. I've been worried to death that I ain't dignified enough. You hear me? And hear me good. I've been worried to death that the way that I act and the my antics, they ain't very polite. Amen. People might look down on me. Amen. But I'll tell you this, when they get what I got, it'll change the way. Amen. Well, amen, I'm going to preach it now. They're half afraid to hug each other and tell each other that they love each other anymore. Amen. I'll tell you this, it might not look good to the world. Amen, but my Bible told me that that's how you can tell that you passed from death unto life because you love the brother. Amen. You ever see him? I'm going to preach it now. You ever see him? But the pastor will say, everybody shake hands. Come here. Amen. Well, we love you. Yeah, bless you. Amen. Amen. Oh, that's our truth. Amen. I hope all my office is all right. Amen. You know why I love this man? You know why we get along so good? Because he loves me and I love him. Amen. And when he tells me the truth, if it even cuts my heart, if it's the truth to where it tears me up, it breaks my heart, amen. And if it's straight, at least I know that it came from a place of love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got them. Amen. I'm just going to mind the Lord. We got them today. Amen. Got credentials hanging on their wall. Pastoring a big church somewhere and couldn't preach their way out of a paper bag. Amen. That's a truth. And I'll tell you this. Amen. Dead, twice dead and plucked up by the roots. And we'll call out sin with those spirits. And you wonder why the church has got a bad name. I ain't going down there. Amen. Amen. Ain't got no prayer. Ain't got no fear about them. Oh, Lord. They'll get up behind God's pulpit and open with something cute. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Well, we like to start off with something funny. Let me tell you something. Thank God it ain't funny. It's a serious. It's life and it's death. It's heaven and it's hell. Papa said, pay attention. Get your mind off of the junk and do your job. Amen. Well, I feel good. Amen. In other words, go down in the river and get you a stone and set it up. Well, I don't feel like going down there. Your children will pay for it. Can I do something? Let me see him. Come here, boy. Amen. They said, while I'm a preaching a lot of the time, they said he'll get to hollering at me. Amen. This is my boy. This is my boy. And I love him. I love him. I want him one day to have a place to go to get born again. There ain't a whole lot of places anymore that's got the power that Westside's got. I mean that. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. But when he's of age, when he gets under conviction, I want a place to take him. I want a few places that's got power about the church coming out of the pulpit that has fire. And if there's fire in the pew, there'll be fire on the altar. Amen. And that's when the memorial will start to show itself. Amen. That's right. Amen. I tell you today, I hope this has been all right. It's a serious thing. Amen. It ain't about your legalism. It ain't about what you think. Amen. Lord, I feel good. I can preach for 9 hours. It ain't about the way that you think. It ain't about what you how you think it ought to be. It's what thus said the Word of God. Amen. That's right. Amen. If it ain't just like I'm just going to preach it now. If it ain't just exactly the way that we like it. Amen. We won't have anything to do with it. I'll tell you this today. Amen. God is good no matter what bottle it comes in. The prayer's good. Don't matter what kind of pouch. Amen. Because we got people looking on. They don't need something in their heart today. There's an old Appalachian saying, and I've said it all my life, if you're going to chew backer, don't spit where people walk. Amen. Amen. I ain't got no problem with you chewing backer. I like it myself. Amen. but don't you spit what we're walking through. Let me tell you something. We got people, we got lost people coming right around in our way all the time. And they know exactly where that junk's coming from. It's a coming from that old click church. Amen. That ain't got no love about them. I tell you this, if you get you a memorial, you'll have love about you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I feel good. If every one of you to blow up on me, I feel good. I feel like a preacher. Amen. It's time, and it's high time that people will wake out of sleep. I don't know how you feel about the eschatology. I don't care. I don't care. All I know to know this is when he comes back, you better be ready. You better be. Because I'm going to tell you this, it don't matter which way. Amen. I don't care who's right, premillennialist or all millennialist. I don't care which one's right. It ain't pleasant either way. Amen. If you ain't saved, it ain't going to be good. Amen. It's time to ring in the seeds. I hope this has been all right. You keep this power around this place. The last few months I've seen some things.
Yeah.
Seen how things really are.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, it's bleak.
It is. It is.
It's bleak.
It is.
Where sin abounds, the love of many will do what? Wax cold. Without concern, there's no love. Amen?
That's right.
But when you get that stone, amen. I've made my living with rocks. That's how I've made my living. Rocks everywhere, dirt and rocks. And there's some rocks that are heavier than others. There's some rocks that are denser than others. Limestone ain't near as dense as granite rock is. It's heavy, a whole lot heavier. But you know what? It's sturdier. Amen. It takes a little bit more work out of them machines that I run to move that big heavy stuff. But boy, when you finally get it right, she's there. I'm going to tell you this. This is a sacrifice to get these stones out of this river. I don't know about you, but I'd get the biggest one I could find. Amen. I'm still preaching. I'm just catching my breath. If you want to come to the house, go to Lenore. Go to the end out there. Take a left. You'll come to the Burger King. You'll turn right. Hear me now. You'll turn right. Go by the Ruby Tuesdays. Go by the Walmart. If you go by the Walmart, you're still on the right track. Ain't you good? Ain't you glad to know? He'll send you something that tells you you're on the right track. Set thee up way markers. Set thee up a memorial. There's a big old church right before you get to the road that we live on. The road right after that, turn right. And you'll see everything I've ever bought in my life out in my front yard. Buying farm tractors for ornaments now. They won't run, so I just put them out in the yard. And when you see that, you know who it is. Let me tell you something. There's only one God.
That's right.
And there's only one faith. And there's only one baptism.
That's right.
And bless your heart, there's only one Spirit.
Right.
And it'll lead and it'll guide you
right.
in all righteousness. Amen.
Yeah.
I hope this is all right. I wouldn't dare. I've had a good time. Let me tell you something about Westside Church. It's about the best place I've ever preached in my life. I mean that. You know why? You just take it. You better keep taking it. Amen. I'm a long way from where I was born. Knoxville, Tennessee, where I'm from. A long way from home. But ain't you glad? When he returns, he will find a remnant thereof. There's still a few of us left. And how can two walk together unless they agree? Amen. I want you to know this today. You'll have to agree to set up memorials. Where at, preacher? Right there on the altar. Amen. And when that one right there is looking for the kingdom of heaven, Daddy's been here before. I remember him telling about it. You know how we overcome? Through the power of the word of our testimony. I was lost and I was under conviction. I had condemnation and I didn't want it. I wasn't worried about the beauties of heaven. I was worried of getting out of hell. I didn't care about the walls of jasper. And I didn't care about the streets of gold. I didn't care about mom and daddy going there. All I knew was that I was lost and headed for a devil's hell. And I knew it was going to be eternal. And that I was going to be on fire forever and ever and ever. And I wanted out. Amen, boy. And I remember them old saints of God telling me, I've been there before, but I'll tell you where to turn. Go right. Amen. You remember that old song, it's old Ragler Baptist song, the old crossroads. Yeah. Oh, ain't you glad? He'll tell you where to go. He'll tell you exactly. You won't have to wonder about where to go. I'm dumber than a wet rock. But I knew down in my heart where to go. Amen. Can I say something else? And when you do, this man taught me something this morning about love and charity and forgiveness. When you get to where the memorial is, you'll have that. Amen. We got them claiming everything in the world today. I hope this is all right. Got them claiming everything in the world today. But there still ain't no charity. And there still ain't no love. There still ain't no meekness. No humbleness. If you don't see it my way, well, we just won't jive. Boy, I tell you this today, when we get ourselves out of the way, I must decrease so that he may increase. Amen. I've had a good time, folks. I don't know about you, but I am. I've looked forward for 5 weeks to come down here. You know why? Because I've seen the memorial down here. Amen. I know what you people are all about. And it ain't foreign to me. You keep that. Amen. Happy homecoming, by the way. What a homecoming message, I guess. I'm not apologizing, and I ain't a backing up. Got him crawdadding. Well, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. If you'll come back to the church down there and give us our tithe money, we won't talk about that no more. It's a joke is what it is. It's a sight. It's a show. I'll tell you this. When that old gospel starts a hammering on that heart, amen, starts a
and it will find a lodging place. It will bounce off of him. He said, my word don't go out void. He said, and it will not, amen. It won't return unto, amen. It won't return unto him, but it'll return to him. Amen. It'll return to him, all right. But it'll return to him on what you've said. Amen. Amen. Said it'll find a lodging place. And whether you ever come to it or not, it'll always be in there. Amen. And if they don't come to it, they'll have that in their heart all eternity, and they'll think about it over and over, every opportunity they ever had, over and over again, as they're burning forever. Amen. But I've accepted that because of the memorial that they've set up. Amen. Amen. I've tried my best this morning, brother. Let me say one more thing to Westside. If I never see you again, this is another home to me. And I love you people. I love you people with all my heart. You've got the power of God about you. You keep that memorial. I need it. I don't know whether anybody else needs it, but I'm telling you what this old boy does. There's a few ovens. Can I just say some, a few more things? I'm done. I promise I'm done. I can't shut up. I get feeling this way. I can go. I can quit. I remember the night that I got born again. Amen. When he got to praying a minute ago, I believe he remembered when he got it too. Amen. His voice changed. Amen. It'll change the way you act. Oh, I'm sitting two people down from him, but I can still feel it. Amen. Let me tell you something. You might not believe this, but I'll tell you this. Thank God you can feel it off each other.
That's right.
You sure can. God, when this good brother of mine begins to preach the good word of God, whether it's lifting me up or pricking my heart, yes, thank God I can feel it down in there. Amen. Why is that? You would have swore that he had been reading your mail. Amen. He's been in my mailbox. He knows exactly. No, he don't. But I tell you what, there's one higher that knows. Amen. The postmaster didn't even touch what the Lord knows. Amen. He knows it as you're thinking it. That's why it's important to have a memorial. You stay linked up to that thing, it'll get our people saved. Amen. Happy homecoming. Let me say something else. Jill Heatherly's my mother. I love my wife with all my heart. I love my wife. But there ain't nobody, and I mean nobody, can make meatloaf like Mama can. She knows it. She ain't gonna slap me. She knows it. You know why? When I go home, it's just like I was a little boy again. She's like, Mama said, you hungry, baby? Oh, that's what we've done when we come to the house of God. He's got it fresh and hot and on the table. Just like when we was just first born. Amen. It's just as good. And ain't nobody can do it like he can. I don't care who's preaching it. It's the same meal. The flavor don't even change. The consistency's still good. It's the gospel today. It's the power of God. Amen. I tell you what, nostalgia's a trip, ain't it? Phew, I tell you what. Thank God remembering everything you... Let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. You don't have to go all the way back to when you got saved. Amen. You don't have to. If you have to, there's something wrong with you. Amen. When you prayed and asked God for such and such, and you really meant it, and said, God, if it's your will, whether he gave it to you or whether he didn't, because it's in his sovereign will, is it not? And then it worked out. And you remember, 3 days ago, when you prayed that prayer, I thought, well, I'm glad I didn't do it on my own. Oh, thank you, Lord. You can go back to that. Amen. The first prayer that God ever heard me pray was, Lord, save me. Amen. And after that, if I'll keep my heart right with him, he'll hear me. Amen. Let me tell you what else he hears. Lord, I'm sorry. It's me again. I've messed up one more time. And I need you to dig me out of this mess. And he'll hear that too. Lord, this is fun. Hey man, this is good. I want you to know this, and it's a drag for people to come to church anymore. Hey man, go down there. Are you kidding? You bunch of church people. Go down there and sit at a man hollering. And me and Chief was talking about it yesterday. How was church yesterday? That's all right. All right. Yeah, I mean, preacher done good, dressed up, just awful. Well, you was there, wasn't you? Guess whose fault that is? Let me tell you something. Don't you come to the house of God with nothing on your heart and leave unsatisfied. Right. And then talk about your brother. What you need to get, you need to go home, go to the bathroom, close the door, and let that mirror have it.
That's right.
It's your fault. That's right. Amen. Amen. I tell you what they need to do. They just need to remember where the memorial was. Amen. And when that old pure mind of remembrance starts turning over. Amen. Amen. They'll remember and they'll be thankful. Amen. Well, I want you to know it's been an honor and a privilege to be here this morning. I'm going to get down out of the way, but I want you to know this. Keep a looking at the memorial. Preacher, this is homecoming. Well, I tried to give you a homecoming message. It's where the memorial was home, wasn't it? It's where it started. Amen. That's where my soul seen hope. Amen. Hope this has been all right. I love you. I appreciate you. Appreciate you, Pastor. You deacon. You home preacher. Appreciate every one of you, but thank God I appreciate the Lord. Amen. One more time, appreciate his power. Come on, Joel, get me out of this, man.
God, take your heart. You need to come.